A team from the University of Alaska Museum recently went to the North Slope in search of an ancient marine reptile. With the help of the Army, the group flew into a remote site north of the Brooks Range to get the fossilized bones of what may be an ichthyosaur, a reptile millions of years old. KUAC's Libby Casey joined them on the expedition, where she talked to the museum's Kevin May as he prepared the specimen for the trip back to Fairbanks. May was applying super glue and foam to keep the creature intact. He describes the site on day two of the expedition.
We're able to see the left side of an animal that's about 10 feet long. At least we can tell it's at least 10 feet long now. And we're looking at probably 30 ribs. We've got the head of it's facing northwest, the tail of it's pointing roughly southeast on a rock wall that's dipping probably 60 degrees into the ground and then towards the south. It's missing its backbone. And so here you have a rib. Here's the intercostal space, and then you have another rib. Here you get almost out to the tip of the rib right here. And so the vertebra that this was attached to would have been up in here somewhere. I think the vertebrae are pretty much all gone, except for maybe up in here. There may still be some up in there. In the pictures that we have from 1950, it does show that this is much more complete. And we've got rock at least up into here. Continuing from there on out, you can see where the rock's broken on that layer right there. So I think we do have some important pieces missing. We don't see any flipper elements, fork fin elements. They, again, may be in the rock, maybe plunging into the rock like this and not all in the same plane. And we hope we at least have those elements from the right side of the animal within the rock.
What do you think happened to those parts?
Well, if they are missing, there's a good chance that over the years since this was discovered, they have broken free through ice fracturing and then just fallen over the bluff. We did pick up, you know, maybe 50 or 60 pieces of loose bone today off this slope. So hopefully we'll find some of those in there.
This bluff is really pretty steep.
Yeah, it's at a pretty steep angle, so it's greater than 45 degrees. When things pop free, they don't have any problem rolling down the hill. We did remove all this vegetation so we could go through what we call scree or float. Hopefully we've got a good bit of what came loose. If we were able to have another chance to come back here, we'd be able to take out all this material and screen it. We'd probably come up with a lot more bone.
You had some of the Army volunteers doing the screening?
Correct.
Today?
Oh yeah, they were doing a great job.
How did they know what to look for? How did you communicate that to them?
Well, we showed them a few pieces of bone that we'd already collected, and once you have that kind of search pattern in your mind, it's easier to start picking things up. We had a couple of the soldiers right here on this slope too, and they were picking up bone after bone, so they were really getting into it.
How does it look different than this kind of rock?
Well, the rock itself is a light brown to even a darker, almost black chert, but the bone itself is very white. You can see here, it's porous. You can see voids that have been filled with minerals. It looks like actually some of it looks like marrow. Modern bone that's been infilled with some mineral, so it stands out. Some of the bone, the outside of the bone's black, but usually you can see a section of the inside. So these guys were having fun. Hey, I found another one. You know, look at this.
It's kind of like treasure hunting.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, how often do you get to come and pick up Triassic, you know, marine animal bones? It's got to be a novelty.
You can really see the rib structure here.
Sure.
It's a real variated color pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what tipped off the original team that found this site?
Irv Tollier had already seen a number of ichthyosaur specimens, so I'm sure as he walked up here and took a good look at this, he was, hey, you know, there's another one. You know, this one's probably the most complete he'd ever seen. But I mean, we're not looking at the complete animal now, but the pictures he had were much more complete.
What's the most valuable part to find? It sounds like the skull's pretty important.
Yeah, the skull shows the most, you know, variability between genera or species of animals. So it's very important. It shows the evolution of these animals. So for us to pin it down to a particular genus or species, it's really important to have that skull. It shows you know, even subtle details in the skull can give us a different species.
So at this point, if you don't find any more materials that will help you piece together the rest of the creature, is there still a lot to go off of and learn from here?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got enough here to spend years. We can study this thing for years. We can compare what we've got. You know, there's a good chance that there are even isolated skull elements that we can take and compare with other, you know, specimens at other institutions and get a good idea of what we have. But it'll take a long time to prepare this to where we can study it. So, you know, that's a few years off, a few thousand hours worth of labor with a fine little pneumatic hammer or pneumatic scribe.
So how tedious is the work that you're doing right now? Do you have to be exacting in how you apply the glue and this the foam?
No, this part of the job isn't real tedious. The uncovering of it was, it took, you know, 10 hours, 8 hours, 8 and a half hours, you know, with breaks. So we had to make sure that we didn't lose any bone on this lower section as we were removing it. This was just standing here and holding the can of super glue and letting it drizzle on it and then making sure all our holes are filled. It'll get more tedious tomorrow when we start putting the plaster jacket on.
So what happens next?
Well, hopefully tomorrow we get the plaster and burlap jacket on it and we let that cure, and then we hopefully we take the rock saw and we cut some areas to break free, and then we put another jacket on the far side and we pack it off this hill.
Will you know when you remove it from the rest of the rock if there is indeed a continuation of the structure through to the other side or deep embedded in the rock?
Yeah, we'll know pretty quick whether we have to go after more rock. We're pretty well convinced that the specimens contained in this layer. So, I mean, it goes from this layer to a soft shale, and if it's in that shale, all the bone that's in it's going to turn, it's in powder anyway. It's highly weathered.
You've been out doing a lot of research and digs similar to this in lots of locations around the state. Does this hold a special thrill for you? Is there something that's especially dynamic about this expedition?
I think this one, the history of it's the greatest part, because we've known that this was here for 40 years, plus however many hundreds of years it sat here before that. And, you know, I know that Roland and I and our colleague in Anchorage, Ann Posh, we've been wanting to come up here for years. Do you just look at it? There would have been no way we could haul it out. We could land a Super Cub here somewhere, but there's no way we could take it out. So, you know, the challenge was just getting here. And not to mention that this is one of the most complete, if not the most complete, Mesozoic vertebrate that we've ever gone after. This at least rivals the Hadrosaur that my team and I took out in 1994 and 95 out of the Talkeetna Mountains. So...
Seems sure. Like it'd be tempting to just stay out here for another week and just look
sure,
and look.
Sure, we'd love to. Yeah, but we have a time frame of when we can fly, and we've got to wrap this up. We have another project, another marine reptile to go look at in the Talkeetnas. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Kevin May from the University of Alaska Museum talking with KUAC's Libby Casey about a recent dig on the North Slope. Listen for more interviews and stories from that event on the show over the next few weeks.